Hats off to the Ohio State Buckeyes. Hats off to the Ohio State Buckeyes and another national championship. What a great coaching job by Urban Meyer, somebody who has been criticized by a percentage of the fans throughout the football season. Just a tremendous job on this team this year. Very glad to see them blow through these so-called teams that they didn't have a chance against. Glad to see Big Ten really shut people's lip. You know, for the longest, it's always been about Big Ten football, Big Ten football. In recent years, it's all been about SEC football. And what it comes down to is, you know, a lot of people, bottom line, a lot of people were upset that 2004 Auburn was screwed out of a national title. So ever since then, you know, the national media and a lot of people have been trying to make this up to the SEC, which, you know, led to a lot of SEC propaganda and this team, this team, that. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to leave it alone. Bottom line is this, man. You can't sit there and say this team, this conference is the best. This team is the best. You can't say none of that garbage because it's no point in playing the games if we're just going to mandate the best organization, the best team, the best national champion. If we're going to play the games, we have to go on results, and the results show that the Big Ten was the best conference this year. Auburn getting whooped by Wisconsin. Also, you have winning the national title, and you have Michigan State beating Baylor. So, on a conference level, as far as the overall conference, as of right now, it looks like the Big Ten was by far the best conference, because in big bowl games, the Big Ten's top teams all won. SEC, you know, maybe won one game. ACC, maybe won one game. Pac-12, maybe won one or two games. But as far as just flat out all around, the Big Ten won all the big bowl games that they were in. So who is to say that the Big Ten is not the best conference? I go off results. I don't go off of opinionated and propaganda media hype. I go off of results. And the results show that Ohio State is the national champion. The results show that this year that the Big Ten was actually the toughest conference in all of college football. So I hope this gets away from this bandwagon SEC propaganda and it makes people wake up to reality. And, you know, I just really hope, you know, next year we have a fair top 25, a fair, you know, four, and we go on from there. Before I leave, I'll close out and I'm going to play this interview from Coach Meyer, who I think was the only one who was outspoken about getting these kids' parents to these college football playoff title games for free. The NCAA makes billions upon billions off of these kids. So do these universities, but it sickens me that it's illegal for their parents to get assistance to come to watch the game, not their parents to get, you know, luxury cars or luxury limos, but to get assistance to come watch their son play in one of the greatest games in history. So I'll be right back. I'll let you guys hear that audio clip. Good night. Congratulations to Ohio State. Don't party too hard in Columbus, Ohio tonight.
We take great pride. We're number one in America on average starting field position on defense and on offense. Not today. That was awful. And that's not who we are, but that's another sign. You can just put another mark or check resilience of a team. We had two turnovers. We didn't score. We had to kick field goals down there. And that's the recipe of failure in a game like this. In my gut, I felt that we were screwing this thing up. But once again, players make plays.
You know, coaches, I was watching this game. I was jotting down names that were having players that were having outstanding games, whether it be Jones or Elliott, Darren Lee, your punter, except for one punt. And when you put that many guys down, it's right to say, you know, this isn't an individual battle. This is a great team victory. And I know you won't say it, but I'm going to say it. There was a lot they made. It was Nick Saban versus Urban Meyer, you know, the coaching matchup. And as far as from my vantage point, you totally outcoached, not just because you won the game. You and your coaching staff outcoached them today.
I'm very proud of our staff. You know, Ohio State deserves an excellent coaching staff, and we got one. You know, I think Tom Herman, you know, with the professionalism that he had, and, you know, he's got another program to run right now. There's so many dynamics, but once again, you just keep checking off the boxes about the resilience of coaches and players, and why you have to ask why you do it. For the love of the game, sure. For the love of university, sure. But why do you really do it? You guys know this. Why do you really do it? Because you love each other. You really do. And we're not ashamed to say that.
How was Cardell a little bit different this week? The last week.
Oh, well, he actually, I wanted to choke him. He didn't play that great. You know, he held the ball a little bit, but I love Cardell Jones. He's a product of Ohio State, a product of our program. And, the great thing about college coaching is that guy's got a chance to have a nice, productive life now because he's learned what it means to strain. And we always call it solve the mystery. Solve the mystery of being an effort person, and it's be selfless and strain. If you're selfless and you strain, you're going to have a good life.
Coach, you talked at the championship about Jones being able to make the plays in the middle of the field. You want to keep things outside. Today, in some third and long situations, he made some huge plays across the middle, and then another pass across the middle was open, but he pulled it down and got the first down running with his legs.
Well, he's getting more functional as a quarterback. You know, with the interception he threw in the game, that was a mistake by the receiver. That wasn't his. So as the playbook grows, for example, Wisconsin, you know, I don't want to tell anybody this, he was not going to throw the ball between the hash marks. And he did it one time, and he came over and said, I won't do it again. he's getting more productive and familiar, and we trust him more.
Coach, we'll let you go here, but really quickly, you had talked on Tuesday about the psychology of this game, and you had said the preparation really isn't any different, but how you were going to approach it with the team, knowing there was the potential for another game out there. What was the message to your guys in a victorious locker room?
Oh, I want them to enjoy it, and they all know we got a smart group of players. I've been doing media stuff, so we just had a quick prayer and spent a few minutes together. I don't even know what the plan is. I think the 12 first day classes, by the way, so there's a lot of this whole, you know, I do want to say this to the Big Ten Conference, too. I don't want to appeal to the Big Ten, and we got to get those players' families to this game. That's not right. And people keep avoiding that conversation, and I'm not going to avoid it. And I'm going to step up myself if you're allowed to pay or do something to help these families. That's not right. And that should have been on the agenda when they put this playoffs together. How do you ask a family to get to Dallas and go watch a kid play? Their 15th game of the season. Right, Coach?
Right.
These kids' families ought to be on a charter jet to go watch your kids play and put in a hotel room like the Big Ten Conference, like Ohio State's going to be. Because I know my kids are going to go for free. I don't mean to get on a soapbox, but I owe that to those players' families. And you know what? The Big Ten Conference owes it to them, too.
Urban Meyer, head coach of the Buckeyes, Ohio State now 5-0 as an underdog under Coach Meyer. They're an underdog again. Already been established against Oregon. We'll see if keep the perfect mark going. Coach, congratulations.
Bottom line is this. Urban Meyer has practiced what he preached all year, and he got what he deserved. Congratulations to Ohio State. Congratulations to the state of Ohio, Columbus. Another championship won back where it's supposed to be at in one of the top football states in the United States of America. We will save that debate for a whole nother day, but bottom line is this. Congratulations, and as you heard in that interview, Urban Meyer was one of the people who was being verbal about these kids' parents being able to come to this game. And I read an article in the Columbus Dispatch, and it comes to find out the NCAA and the conferences are going to try and reimburse the parents for their travel. So I thank them so much for giving these people an opportunity. And, you know, hats off. Ohio State Buckeyes National Championship team. 2014. It'll be a crazy day in Columbus tomorrow. Now, the team will get back, and then it's Ohio State Michigan game basketball at home. So, exciting time in Ohio right now. Good night, everybody.